my goddamn collard greens at? Locate your lighters. Back up, cause it's on. Can you do what we do when we're sipping on the brew? Back up, cause it's on. Can you do what we do when we're sipping on the brew? Conjunction, junction, what's my assumption? I'm sipping on the St. Ives brew, that's my function. One for the money. Y'all don't know about that shit right there. It's the motherfucking St. Ives commercial. Even though it's bad for the black community, it makes some good ass music, right? Y'all know who the fuck it is. It's the one only phone. Oh my god, I'm high. It's the one only Mac Boney, never phony. Be chilling on a blissful Tuesday, chilling like a motherfucker in Minnesota. Also, man, right now we gonna take a moment of silence for the George Floyd. It's been 2 years, man. I'm going to give my love and condolence to his family, all people that was affected by it. You know what I'm saying? All of us. We've all been traumatized by this shit. So, take a moment of silence. Rest in peace, George Floyd. And also, and, you know, me and our Kush Talks podcast, we always get the real deal shot the way first. And of course the tragedy in Uvalde, Texas, last week affected us all. Anyone with children, you know, or you know, anyone that's young in school right now, you know, just, you know, I went through the whole Columbine shit, you know, our whole, my generation, that's where that shit started, really, was the Columbine cases and all that. So cases with shootings and everything. So this is how I also have a moment of silence for those families also. Yeah, man, rest in peace to all the victims that were affected, the families affected. You know, it's just very tough, man. Very tough that it's been 211 mass shootings in the year so far. And we just hit June, you know what I'm saying? We just hit that. We still in May 31st, you know what I'm saying? So shit's fucked up, you know, and at a time like this, everyone want to talk about, you know, we got to get this gun control shit situated. It should have been situated. You know, a lot of these places, a lot of places in the U.S. literally have open carry. Let's go ahead and look this up now. Because literally, I literally been seeing this shit. It's like, it's been so many people have open carry and shit, like, just easily, just... Open gun carry law. Let's check this out. These motherfuckers up in here. In certain places, bro. I know it. Georgia's one of them. Texas. I think it was also Memphis. Which, you know what I'm saying? Tennessee in general. I think one of the places, too, they got the shit, too. It's like, it's so many... It's so much shit, man, you think about with this shit. It's just so fucked up because... These laws have to be situated with motherfuckers that you get motherfuckers with guns, with shit they have totally have motherfucking mental health issues. You're motherfucking crazy as fuck. Like, you can tell the motherfucker weird as hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we saw a nigga growing up, he killing small animals for no reason, we know that nigga different. You know what I'm saying? You know, and all that bullying shit, you know, I don't know. I never really witnessed no bullying, you know, to the point where it was like, motherfucker had got, like, you know, this lunch throwing on or some shit like that, throwing the stuff in lockers. Like, no, I ain't see that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but even if I did see a motherfucker try to be on some bully shit, I don't like that shit. When my nigga Zach Randolph told, when nigga Zeebo told that nigga, DeMarcus Cousins, said, bullies get bullied, my nigga, where I come from, nigga. I don't like that shit. Ain't no point in you bullying no motherfucking body, my nigga. Like, that shit like that stupid as fuck. But the whole shit right now with old boy, you know, I ain't want to speak too much on this case. It's a tragedy, man. I know, like, it's been too much going on. Like, we've been dealing with COVID for the past fucking 2 years. Then all of a sudden now, you know, we've been dealing with so many goddamn shit with the police killing us. And, you know, just it's tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. Every single time we look around the news, anytime we look on our phones, we see it hit close to home, you know what I'm saying? And I know people that have kids. I have a niece and nephew that's still in school, you know what I'm saying? But one in middle school and one in high school. And shit like that scares me, you know what I'm saying? Because I went through that shit back in the day when the whole Columbine shit. You know, I remember that shit was putting our TVs and shit. back in the day. I'll turn that shit on. We sitting there like, yo, like, we thought, you know, because it was the same when 9/11. They put the same shit on. Like, some shit going down, boop, put it on. And, you know, one of y'all got to stop putting the, start, once, like, you know saying, really got to stop bullshitting and stop just putting metal detectors in the hood. Because you don't hear no school shootings in the hood, my nigga. All these be places where y'all least expect the shit least to happen. And it always happens. It's the same demographic, the same person, kind of person doing this shit every single time. This time, if I'm not mistaken, let me go ahead and check this out. Because the fact these punk-ass police officers ain't gonna do shit for these niggas say, oh, we was on the... First of all, you a cop, my nigga. The fact you sit here and say, well, we was on the verge of getting ourselves shot up, so we didn't want to go in there. I'm like, nigga, what? So you risk everybody else's life getting fucked up. You just said, fuck it, be all right. Like, shit like that just, it sickens me again why these people sit here and stand behind these so-called, you know, officers for justice. These ain't motherfuckers on shit. They here for their pension and terrorize motherfucking people of color, not do their fucking job. Because shit like that bothers me, man. You know, you hearing shit with the police just saying out there, sitting outside. Family sitting there scared in the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers letting out shots in school where babies is at, man. You know, that shit just... And that shit hurt. You know, and... Because I've been, you know, I've been dealing with so much going... You know, if I know what I've been dealing with, I've been dealing with... I lost my damn self, and just to hear that shit, man, that shit, you know, just to hear and see all that shit. You know, we've been dealing with so much trauma as is. I think a lot of us are so goddamn numb to it now, to anything, because we've been seeing that shit since we was little. Damn near. You look on the news, somebody died. I remember seeing the spaceship fucking blow up in motherfucking midair. Like, I was like, 03, 04? That shit fucking... I was like, hold up, nigga, that ain't a movie? Like, with 9/11, I thought I was, you know, what the fuck? I was confusing the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was so much shit you saw, bro. Like, they put on the goddamn news and talk about... It's just sad, man, when you come to see kids being affected by this shit. Someone really walked into school and said, fuck it. Like, shit like that just... You know, all these kids, like, that did survive from to be trauma, like, I have so much trauma on my nigga, like, I pray for them babies, man. Like, them babies, like, who that did survive are gonna be really just haunted by this shit. And I just... That shit just, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like... You know, it's just like, how the fuck y'all sit here and let this shit happen? This, at this point, it's been 40. I'm reading the timeline of this shit. It's been 42 minutes. And the cops ain't did shit. They still letting this motherfucker in the crib. And 8 to 9 students are still alive. You know what I'm saying? At this time. I'm just reading the whole timeline for this actually getting to depth of this shit. Because, you know, just me personally, just seeing all this shit going down and me being a part of the, you know, being to be the doing podcast and me keeping it real. Shit like this is so hard to talk about. You know, it's like, this some scary shit. Like, that's some, you know what this country be on some bullshit when it comes to police. I'm tired of talking about that shit too. Because we shouldn't be sitting up in here getting killed. But when it comes to seeing kids just being in class, they was watching Lilo and Stitch, my nigga. Like, shit like that just, like, fuck with you a little bit. You just being a kid, my nigga, in class. You just chilling. Then the day go by. You're like, and all of a sudden, your whole life changed. Like, that's just fucked up. And this, ladies and gentlemen, look at this. It's been now an hour since the police has entered the building. The first student called 911 again. It's at 12:36. She is told to stay on the line, stay quiet. The student tells 911 the gunman shot the door. Like, I ain't finna go deep to the detail of this shit, but for me just going through this shit right now with y'all, you know, because y'all my peoples, I can't just, oof. And they wonder why we say fuck the police, man. Like, we got no respect for these motherfuckers. And this system is just flawed. You know, it's just fucked up. Period, point blank. You know, just they don't really want to put the shit on. Like, you know, all these, I don't understand why these just dumb motherfuckers still try to sit here and be like, oh, country's not this and that. Like, no, nah, fuck that, it is. It's been fucked up for the longest time. For the longest time. Since I was even, my parents was even here. You know what I'm saying? My grandparents were even here. Shit's been fucked up. And y'all steady trying to sit here and say this shit is so peaceful and motherfuckers look at us stupid as fuck in other countries. You know what I'm saying? It's just funny as hell. And you try to sit here and say we support all that, nigga. We gonna barbecue on them or we got a day off, nigga. Fuck that. We ain't finna. Nah. You know, I got people that served. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna sit here and diss that shit. But my pops told me the same shit Fury Styles told Trey and Boys in the Hood. A black man has no place in the army, period. I don't give a fuck. So you're not finna put me in that shit. As much as trauma they put on them, man, fuck that. You know, that shit like that, just, you know, this country just fucked up. For all this shit right here to be like, it's easy for motherfuckers to get guns. You know, motherfuckers walking around like it's the Wild West. And you just got so many people saying, oh, hell yeah, bro, fuck yeah, that's the shit, yeah. Fuck are you crying about? Nigga, this ain't fucking Call of Duty, my nigga. Like, this ain't GTA Online. Like, I'm just walking around. I shouldn't have to worry about getting shot. Walking down the motherfucking street, you know what I'm saying? Or, I'm going to a Walmart. Rest in peace to people in Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit went down in Buffalo. That shit was traumatizing. You know, like, it's so much shit we see. This racist motherfucker legit went up in there and gunned down all these black folks. I'm going to get the information on this shit, too. Because I remember all this shit came down. Like I said, so much shit goes down. It's so much hard to even cover. You know what I'm saying? Because everything, all the fuck shit. Be overloading this shit. And that's why sometimes you gotta take social media breaks, my nigga, because this online shit is a messy place, bro. A real messy place. 10 black people were killed in this situation. You know what I'm saying? My nigga, it was a video where homie legit it was a video with him actually pointing a gun at a white dude. And I ain't saying the white person should die whatsoever. You know what the situation was. And he got carried out alive. That's the part about it is we so tired of this shit. Oh boy, in Uvalde, Texas, he got killed on the spot. And I ain't even saying nothing about that. You know, homie was Hispanic, but you see how this shit goes. If it was a little white boy, let's see if that shit would be different. Because, you know, the Columbine shootings, them boys took their life themselves. They already wanted to kill. They already, this shit planned. You know, this shit's planned out. Nobody's doing this shit just saying fuck it and do whatever. It's just like, how the fuck can this country even sit here and be like, we're sold, this and that? Motherfucking no. No, 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 no. This is, shit is the most nastiest shit ever, my nigga. And all the shit with the whole abortion situation, too. Just so messy. And I said that before. I will not speak on that situation until I have me another female guest or multiple guests. I said this before. Reaching out. If you want to be on the Kush Dogs podcast, other female podcasters, other just creators, whatever. If you want to speak out on some shit, I would love to have a little round table talk about some shit. I'll sit in the middle and listen. I ain't even going to say nothing. I'll be on some goddamn mediator shit and sit there with motherfucking, just drink some goddamn lemonade. But just literally just get hearing what's really going on, because this shit right here is some sad shit going on in this country. And a lot of mothers affected by so much of this shit too. Like I said, like school shooters, like they got about their babies. And it's like, it's just so fucked up, man, with everything going. It's just, everything be so just so fucking, basically overloaded with fuck shit. I mean, look at this shit, you know, the whole YSL Rico shit. Now, that shit's some shit, because that happened, literally 2 days before on the Buffalo shooting. Like, May has been a fucking hell of a month, ain't it? Crazy. And y'all want to sit here and say, this celebrate Memorial Day. No, fuck that. I ain't finna celebrate nothing about this country until this country is supposedly gets fixed. You will never catch me waving an American flag. You will never catch me celebrating no motherfucking 4th of July. You would never catch me popping no fireworks. No more. Fuck that. Ain't no point of me sitting here with glee and smiling for this fucking country. Because in July 4th, 1776, black folks was locked up. It was all chained the fuck up. It was fighting for this country for the fucking Revolutionary War and shit. Because no one know the first bloodshed, supposedly in the U.S. soil, when they called the United States of America, was fucking Christopher Attucks. That first big war in the U.S., first bloodshed of the black man. But they love talking about Paul Revere and all that other shit, and Patrick Henry. Fuck all that. Fuck all that. You would never catch me sitting up in here just like, yeah. Catch me standing for no anthem. You get mad at me not standing for no anthem. I go to a T-Wolf game or whatever. You ain't gonna never catch me standing for no shit. I ain't never done it. And I ain't never will. Fuck all that. Ain't shit about this shit I'm about to be happy about. It's too much shit going on for me to sit here and be like, yeah, this is a great country. You know, and I don't sit here and say I hate white people or nothing like that, but most of the time, you be looking at motherfuckers, certain ones. Cause I live out here in Invergrove Heights. These motherfuckers, just certain ones, you be looking at motherfuckers like, man, I don't know, nigga. Like, you might drop that N-bomb quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's shit like that. It's you know, I don't know. You just gotta make sure. You gotta make sure, cause motherfuckers will smile on your face. And Minnesota's the home for camouflage, racism, and tight-lipped smiles. I'll repeat that again. Minnesota's the home, or she also interracial dating, tight-lipped smiles, and camouflage racism. Some of them will have it just blatantly, you just say it. You know, they'll just have it basically on their face. But you'll see the tight-lipped smile, my nigga. That is the most. I ain't gonna say all of them. It's a good majority. I ain't gonna say about everybody. But it's some real shit. It's real, though. I'm gonna just keep it honest with you. A lot of people don't want to speak on it. But it's real shit. You know. All I gotta say about this country is just this, man. You know me. I always gotta drop it when I always get on my rant. But anything about U.S., I always get my rant on. I gotta drop this. You know, I just don't give a fuck. But anywho, man. And I said about the Kendrick. I'm not talking about Kendrick album until the homies pull up. That's gonna be put in the soil. Cause there's a lot of niggas out there, man. I don't know. I'm just laughing at the motherfuckers, the critics. What the fuck? I'm looking like, hey, man. Sir, you can tell certain niggas that listen to Kendrick that didn't listen to Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't even gonna sweat it and trying to waste my time with some of these, like, DJ Academic type niggas. I just keep that shit to myself. Like, if you don't fuck with the album, that's just particularly your taste. How about your taste you fuck with? You know, but I know right here, this was a dope-ass album. But y'all will get my whole review when the homies pull up. Let me get that shit situated. Piece of the homies low end. Piece of my whole homie QT. You know what I'm saying? Go check out The Long Way Down. You already know. Shit's fucking fire, my nigga. Shit, man. I'll tell y'all this right now. I don't sit here and endorse nigga shit on my shit unless I fuck with you. But go check that shit out, man. Dead ass. Shout out to Say No More. He had a dope-ass podcast interview with my homie Q. In general. Shout out to my nigga Say No More, man. Say No More podcast is literally one of the best podcasts out of this motherfucking joint. This nigga out here on some new Tax Stone type shit. Homie kind of gave me that vibe. You know what I'm saying? That's why I fuck with him. Wayne a good-ass dude. Solid dude. Ain't never been on nigga. I'll be on some fuck shit. And I met him literally about a year ago. And the whole time I met with homie, just been solid. Ain't never been no fuck shit. Solid dude. And, you know, he been putting out good-ass, great content. So expect some shit coming up soon with Chris Thoughts, too, definitely. Because I'm looking forward to create and, you know, collab more with more people in the city and shit. Because this is where we got to build that first for you when trying to go anyplace else. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got love for Minnesota. You know, I ain't going to sit here and say I hate this shit. You know, but it's just been a lot of shit going down for me, even when I was younger to now, that makes you look at this place like, why the fuck am I still here? But a lot of you grow opportunities and grow, you know, friendships, relationships and shit, you know. And with this Kush Thoughts podcast thing, it's like, you know, a lot of people do come to Minnesota and they do their shit, they built their shit here, But they'll mostly just venture off and do their shit somewhere else. And, you know, I ain't going to sit here and say I'm going to jump and leave. You know, no, you don't want to do that. I want to build motherfuckers here and get this shit going. I want to be on some, how it was back in the 90s, my nigga. Back in the late 80s when Spike Lee and Robert Townsend and, you know, and John Singleton was just starting up. You know, so many dope black directors. Mario Van Peebles, you know, shit like that was starting to get their shit going. And, you know, we just want to get this black creators is in right now. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like we should take more advantage because we're going to actually, you don't have more, we're going to have, this shit going to be ours. This ain't fucking UPN in the 90s when they just have all the black shows when it's popular and then all of a sudden the shit be fucking canceled. No, this some shit we going to create and it's going to be ours. And some shit going to be just basically for years and years to come. It's going to be forever, my nigga. Like, this Christoph's podcast shit going to be on some, like, the same vibe you get watching your TV raps back in the day or Raps in the Basement. Like, I want to give y'all that vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just come in here just getting a whole big-ass pot of the culture, my nigga. You get the real deal. You gonna get some sad shit, but you gonna get some wild shit. And that's for damn sure. You know, sad and wild shit are two different things. But, you know, peace to my boy Wayne, Say No More Podcast. Peace to White Table Talk, too, Terry. My nigga out here doing this Thug Thizzle. Nigga killing anime shit. This nigga do like a black anime character and shit, low-key. He should be. I don't know why this nigga has not signed up to be a black anime character somewhere. He already got the voice. Nigga be like, first of all, nigga, I got these niggas. First of all, that should be lit. I don't know why this nigga's not done it. Do some skits. I feel like this nigga has, like, one of them, like, dashiki joints some niggas had on. I don't know the exact shit. Don't get me in trouble, because, you know, I watch anime, but I ain't really get deep dive into the shit like that. You know, they watch pro wrestling growing up. I was watching a lot of the fucking WWE and shit, so my bad, niggas. But anywho, why the fuck I say anywho like it's fucking Full House? Oh, God. Yeah, I got to put some music in the background or something. I can't do this. But anyway, man, NBA playoff shit right now. That's why I really wanted to get talking to y'all after all the real shit got down. I really wanted to talk to y'all shit about this NBA playoff shit is going crazy. The Bucks went to the... I think it's one of the Bucks going to the house. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and talk about Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic had a hell of a series against the Warriors. That showed me I think a lot of people want to play with Luka next year, hopefully. Jalen Brunson earned a check. But it's talking about Zach LaVine coming there with a sign of trade possibility. Who knows? You know, this shit's early. The season ain't even over with yet. But, man, if LaVine goes with goddamn... With a Luka just gonna fuck up with Jalen Brunson, cause I feel like Jalen Brunson, the show he can play his ass off. I don't know about y'all. I feel like Jalen Brunson showed he can play his ass off. Like, homie got a nigga like a Tony Parker type game. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas sleep on Tony Parker's career. That nigga was up in here leading NBA in points in the paint as a point guard. That's some wild shit. And this the what? This ain't like now, nigga. It's like fucking 2000, like the fucking mid-2000s when you had Dwight Howard and shit in the paint, nigga. This before he had the bad back and wore the nigga spent all his VC on fucking accessories and shit. Because that year with the Lakers, nigga, that shit made no sense. He had a headband on. I was like, yo, nigga's losing. He has no reason for wearing all this goddamn accessories. So he had the fucking t-shirt underneath with the compressor shirt. I'm like, what happened to you? You get jumped, nigga? Like, nigga dressed like he finna go to the Hell in a Cell match, nigga. Like, this shit's wild. But, well, Jalen Brunson played his ass off this year, and I think he deserved that. Dan Witty, too. Reggie Bullock played some pretty good defense. But that Golden State team, man, is just a deep team. And they play bully ball because the Kevon Looney big ass and this nigga Andrew Wiggins. Now, if anybody enrolled listen to Christoph's podcast, I haven't been a big Wiggins hater. Not even with the Warriors right now. More I was like that when he was here. Because the way I feel like we traded the wrong nigga. I fuck with Wiggins, but Wiggins did not play his shit right. And Cat, I see why niggas be sitting here like, goddamn, what the fuck you be doing? Because this nigga think he Giannis Antetokounmpo. But Wiggins fits that system perfectly, and he's playing a hell of a job, and his defense has really stepped up. That's what really, I think, to me, took him to the next level, his defense, because if we had that up here, my nigga, at least an ounce, like, you know what I'm saying? Because We'll see this nigga, you know, head be down. He be biting his lip and shit, biting his jersey. Like, he call, like, nigga, what's wrong with you? Why you depressed? You know, it, most likely he just didn't want to be in Minnesota, nigga. He was pissed about the whole shit. You got to think about this nigga was, I mean, he's going to go to Cleveland. Like, did he want his own team? Like, you know, what was it? You know, it was the whole thing. Because he had opportunity to do shit. We've never had no fucking point guard. That's for sure. We never really had a point guard. Like, D'Angelo Russell did okay this year, but that first round series did terrible. But Andrew Wiggins has played his ass off. I think he did a hell of a good job this playoffs. And, man, Boston, for them, they on a revenge tour. They beat motherfucking Brooklyn. They beat Milwaukee. And they beat motherfucking Miami. Miami just showed that they made a terrible decision by signing Kyle Lowry to that fucking contract. And they're going to be stuck paying this nigga about $20 million some year, $20 million a year. It's nasty. It's very nasty with this nigga, Kyle Lowry. That was a nasty contract. And because he ain't played shit. He averaged 5 points a game this whole postseason. Like, that nigga was up here averaging, like, role player numbers. Like, Udonis Haslam. Udonis Haslam crying and shit tomorrow. Some, yeah, nigga, tell them niggas we going to see their ass. Nah, y'all niggas ain't going to see nothing. Y'all got your ass whooped. I mean, it was a tough series. It was so many. This series would piss me off because this conference finals was so goddamn just niggas get blown out. It was just like so much of that shit, too, was by. I turned the game off at certain points. I didn't want to see no shit nigga be up by 32. Like, unless them niggas cut that shit to 15 or 20, then maybe I'll turn that shit back on. But, nigga, I am not finna sit here and watch no 35-point ass whooping. No, no point. I love basketball. I don't love that shit that much. I'll watch some motherfucking random Dream Chip episode or some shit, nigga. That shit's stupid. I watch some Deez Romero or something. I ain't finna. Oh, my nigga Wayne. I don't know, but I'm not finna sit here and watch nobody get their ass whooped like this. There's been a lot of motherfucking teams that got their ass whooped this playoffs, but I don't know. And Potato Man, he finally in the finals. This nigga's what, 4-1 in his finals career? I don't know, final, but his game in the career game sevens. He's 4-1. Only loss he got was Bron. In 2000, it was basically his rookie year. Yeah, his rookie year, 2018, when Brown went crazy by himself. But Kyrie, I don't know about Kyrie, man. Kyrie, my nigga, bro. He's one of those talented players we've seen or so, probably ever. Could be, but it just what, man. It's just so much out of the theatrics. My nigga said, my nigga Trey D from the East Side said, hey, man, I ain't with all the theatrics. And Cake and Kyrie and all the theatrics really take this, you know, distract niggas from his game. He don't really play. You know, all this other shit, you know, it's just so much with Kyrie Irving. Like, nigga, are you gonna be on some Kaepernick shit, nigga, and just retire? Because you made a lot of goddamn money. But what you gonna do, my nigga? Like, cause there's so much was going on with him. Like, could be no he can ball. Nigga put up a 60 ball like it was nothing. But we saw after we started playing consecutive games, nigga started getting diabetes knees, and he couldn't walk. Nigga was getting tired as hell. He started missing shots and shit. That average started going below 35 because he was going off. You know when he first got there, but Kyrie, my nigga, man, it's just all the theatrics and all the side shit really just unnecessary. I get it. You speak what you speaking on. The whole, to me, when the Capitol shit, you know, because Stephen A. Smith be having me dying. That shit's kind of wild that he set out a game because of the Capitol shit. I mean, I don't know why you set out, my nigga. Like, it's very weird that you set out a game. Like, I see any other reason, but you set out for the Capitol riots, nigga, for these. The fuck was you mad about? Like, I don't know. And don't Kyrie still be fucking these white hoes? I could have swore this nigga Kyrie with all the white bitches' houses. I don't know. Let me shut up. You could still be woke. And, I don't know. Don't let Dr. Umar hear that part. Dr. Umar be like, first of all, brother, you cannot be conscious in this fucking Kajakubian devils. Coochies, nigga. Can't do it. Conscious over coochie, nigga. Consciousness over coochie. Remember that, y'all. Word to Dr. Umar himself and Theo Malik Shabazz. They got a podcast coming soon. But anyway, Steph Curry, though, these niggas, Boston Celtics and the Warriors, it's just, they ain't played each other since Wilt and Bill Russell was in the fucking finals. A long time ago. Same situation, damn near. The only thing we got now is good technology and shit. Better clothes. But same racism. You in Boston, nigga. Them lights, they gonna probably, it'll probably be a little bit too nice. That's just a lot of light skinned niggas. They probably, they gonna definitely call Wiggins a monkey. I don't wanna be racist, but Wiggins gonna be called a monkey in Boston. Watch, it's gonna happen. Nigga be like, what the fuck? I'm in my fucking, what? Like, hey, niggas, what happens, bro? These motherfuckers. Why do you think Jerry, they had that nigga Jerry West in wintertime saying, man, I wish Paul Revere would have stayed asleep, nigga. Would overslept. Wish he told the British was coming, this motherfucker. I would have fucked this shit up. Because, man, I've never been to Boston, but when I saw that image where it was a white dude stabbing a black professor in Boston Rise, on the buses rise and shit, and he stabbed him with the American flag, with the fucking, you know, with the joint, you know, that's just, that's when you know, I'm like, yep, I ain't fucking with y'all niggas. You try to say, I'm like, nah, fuck that shit. I don't know what y'all be on, but I don't kiss ass and I don't do that shit. I went to all white school in fucking Excelsior and shit, and that shit was very white compared to any kind of school ever I went to. But I tell you this for the fact is, I will never do that shit again. Because I was trying to put up on niggas like, y'all ain't heard the news. And I was scaring the shit out of them little devils. I ain't gonna cap. Because one thing I do not do, a lot of niggas that do this, a lot of you niggas. Let me shut up. I step on toes. I step on whole feet in this motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. No, it's a lot of these niggas out here be on some Sambo shit. You know, don't let that little pink toe fuck with you, my nigga, if you know what I'm talking about. Ain't nothing to it, because I've definitely dealt with it. And it ain't that good enough to fucking lose my selfness, my fucking self-righteousness, nigga. I ain't gonna never lose that shit. You would never have me stop being a nigga ever in my life. You would never stop me doing that. And that's the one thing, a lot of these niggas, they don't understand who the fuck they are. They go around these motherfuckers, I don't know. Should be, I've seen it so many times, you know what I'm saying? It's Minnesota. Why do you think the fucking state birds are loon? It's black and white. Nigga, it's the state bird. It's mixed couples, nigga. Whole state full of Jadens. Shut my nigga Jaden, though. But anyways, it's just, it's a lot of mixed children out here, nigga. It's Minnesota. What the fuck? Like, I've literally been known. I've seen this shit all my life. I'm like, goddamn. It's at least 75% chance, nigga, I will have me a mixed child up here because so all this motherfucking white bitch be like, oh my God, you gotta chill out, man, because some of them don't be being on shit. I'm telling you. You gotta make sure it's the right joints, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these motherfuckers really be on some fuck shit. They just want that motherfucking, they just want them babies, my nigga. Better be. I'm just saying. Let me chill out. Cause but anyway, Celtics and Warriors. I got Celtics in six, man. Much as I just talk shit about Boston, I'm still peeling Boston. Ain't that some shit? No, fuck that. We going Golden State, nigga. Fuck that. We going Bay Area. I just realized that shit. I got to delete my tweet. I was just being funny at the end of that game. Because, you know, I don't give a fuck if a nigga in the Southern Jersey or not. It's all niggas in the starting lineup. Nigga, it's still Boston. Nah. I mean, I was rooting for them niggas, you know, in 08, you know, when they had KG and, you know, whatever. Because I want my nigga KG to get a ring, you know what I'm saying? I was just real nigga support, like, nah, get that ring, nigga. But, nah, it's tough. It's going to be a good finals, though, man. You got a black coach, you know, Ime Udoka. Udoka going to pay a fucking knee alone. You know what? The Celtics are the six, nigga, goddammit. Celtics six, nigga. He fucking knee alone. That right there is black. That's, you my coach of the year, my nigga. You should have got coach of the year recognition for the way y'all niggas starting off trash. Because shout out my nigga Badafi, we was giving him shit. Because Portland ain't doing nothing for the next 6 years. They ain't going to drop maybe a gold album. And that's it. He'll get a couple NBA, All-NBA until they get some help. Nigga, they ain't doing shit. He not doing shit. Not shit. Anyway. But Boston, they got a hell of a squad. Because their defense is very good. And Golden State has not put a defense in the West. I'll say the Memphis defense was good. But these some young niggas. These some young niggas. And Marcus Smart, defensive player of the year. You got Derek White. You got Robert Williams, who I feel like is very underrated. Grant Williams. B, he was locking up KD, nigga. Locking up Giannis. He was giving Giannis problems. You know what I'm saying? Jaylen Brown doing his shit. And if he can stop doing that, he got to put his dribblers package up on 2K, nigga. That nigga shit. He be trying to think he fucking, I don't know what he think he be trying to be sometimes. That nigga ball, he be, y'all remember that that video of him dancing in the rain and shit? Because you listening to fucking Timbaland, Fat Man Scoop. You listen to that shit. Try to do some B2K for, I'll say B2K when you got served. Basically, fucking movie. Shit, all them niggas up in there. Lil Fizz, all them niggas. Anyway, but yeah, Jaylen Brown got to switch his shit up. I don't know. Jaylen Brown, my nigga, but they got to start taking more better shots. Because they got to make sure Marcus Smart don't take 12 threes, nigga. Like Marcus Smart, my nigga, but you cannot be taking all the threes. You can't just take every single shot you get. But he been hitting them, though. He been hitting them. It's funny because ever since Isaiah Thomas left that team, they've been trying to find someone to replace that person who can fit that system with Brad Stevens. They never go find. They got Kyrie. They got Kemba Walker. Now they finally realize, why don't we just have fucking Marcus Smart be our point guard? Because Marcus Smart is cool. He's one of the best perimeter defenders in the league. But this year, his facilitating and his shot making, his playoff has actually been so much. He's been not really shooting the best percentage. He's been knocking threes down when they matter. And his defense is still there. Like, he's still one of the best defenders. He a flop like a motherfucker. I'll tell you that. But he will play on good on-ball defense. And that's why I think this series, we can go state, and put against a Memphis team that was pretty good with Dylan Brooks, you know, and Bane and shit. But, no, Ja's defense wasn't as good as – not even good, close as good as Marcus Smart's defense. And he got Derek White off the bench. And Tatum and Brown's defense is fucking crazy. Al Horford was playing his ass off. And Robert Williams, you see why he was second team defensive team. I'm telling you, that team, this is going to be a tough series for Golden State because Kevon Looney ain't going to get them easy rebounds like that. Robert Williams is a monster down there. And Tatum and Brown's going to have a – the thing about it is because outside of Curry, because Klay been going the fuck off. They got to make sure Klay don't go off. If you can contain Curry, make sure Klay don't go off because Wiggins, I think Wiggins going to even try to attest to go off against Tatum like that because Tatum defense is too good. They can switch either one. Who you want? I get Klay. You get fucking. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit's gonna be tough for that Golden State for those wings. Jordan Poole gonna be a tough one because Derek White not no hoe. He a real good defender. That's what I'm saying. Like that shit gonna be tough for this team. Them young Bulls. But the thing about Golden State, they have such a good young roster with Kuminga. You got Moody. They had a hell of a good draft. And Wiseman can get his knees right. That nigga gonna be a beast. But he got to stay. He got to come back healthy because they have a nice young core for the next shit. Once Curry and Klay, but think about it, they ain't really played that much in the past 3 years. They've been injured. They both been sitting out. Klay just got back. Curry, but besides last year, he was out for the majority of the joint. You know what I'm saying? So it's shit like that too. It's like this team is on the verge of still being a goddamn. They're still a dynasty, and you can't. You can say what you want about the Kevin Durant situation, but Kevin Durant came over joining them, and Kevin Durant has only won one series since he's left Golden State. And Golden State been back to the finals. They finally got their whole core back. They got some new pieces, and now where they at now? They in the NBA Finals, my nigga. You know, and I think with Luka's situation, they had a big man. They actually had a center that actually can rebound, like a Miles Turner who can play defense. They probably would have won that series, but Golden State really showed team basketball. Steve Kerr been doing a hell of a job. Mike Brown almost got fired from the Kings. You know what I'm saying? He going to the Kings. He'll be all right. But shout out to Mike Brown getting that job and shit. Shout out to J. Kidd having a good series. You know, he redeemed himself after losing that job, you know, when he was with the with the Bucks, moved with the Bucks in Milwaukee, and whole situation in Brooklyn too, and you know, he helped that defensive oriented team with the Lakers that won that bubble year, and they ain't been the same since. And you see with the defensive intensity they had this year, it sucked this past one because they had no back end. Everyone was all spread out, so all they had to do was worry about 1-on-1, do a pick and roll. It's gonna be an easy back or basket or take a bad shot. You got Looney on the basket because they had no size, you know, because Dwight Powell. He got outmatched. He couldn't have Boban in for too long. Maurice Chris is a good player, but he's not that kind of guy. That's why you need like a person like a. If they got a Rudy Gobert, only thing Rudy Gobert problem is if he can get to at least 70% of his free throws, 75. That's asking for a lot. LeBron can't even shoot that. But if you can at least shoot 75%, 70 some percent from the free throw line. Cause I think Luka would feed him so many alley-oops and so many bounce packs. Luka Gobert never got the ball in Utah. I think he's out of there. There's no way he's staying in Utah. He's gone. It's been so much turmoil, so many shit saying the media. You know, Quinn Snyder and shit on the coke. It's been so much. I think he's out of there. Because Donovan Mitchell, my nigga, not that good of a defender. In the back end, Gobert helped you out, but they never give him the ball in situations. You saw that one game against Dallas, he got the game winning alley-oop, but that was it. They finally passing the ball. You got to give him the ball. And that's what happened to the NBA. It really so much got to the guards and forwards, like small forwards and shooting point guards. It really took the big man out of it. It took simple baskets, like, that's why you would see teams like San Antonio win 60 games, 58 games a season, or, you know, see what happened to Phoenix this year was just plain old Chris Paul just got out. He got, they bullied the shit out of him. They had no one can guard Luka. Miles, Mikal Bridges, who thought he was supposed to be defensive player of the year, he was a finalist, and he got bodied the fuck up by Luka. And Dinwiddie and Brunson. Like, that game 7 was a motherfucking ass whooping. Spencer Crittwitty went crazy. But the NBA, man, it's some wild shit. We'll see what's going on in this finals. But like I said, I got Celtics in 6. So we'll check it out. But I just want to get some brief shit out there today, man. I had a verge of recreating today. I will be back with y'all this weekend, also this Sunday. Hopefully with my homegirl, Destiny. You know what I'm saying? We'll check it out. We'll see what y'all niggas gonna be on. But smoke some. Keep your mind right. Stay blessed. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, with so much shit going on, you gotta make sure you keep your loved ones. Keep in touch with your loved ones. I don't care if you got beef or not. Talk to your motherfuckers and say you love them motherfuckers, man, because you don't know what the fuck might happen. So, but keep your head up. Peace, positivity. Smoke some. And we out.